When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There is a little bit of news of interest this morning. I don't know if it's better or worse than the aliens, but the Justice Department announcing that they have arrested a Chinese national at San Francisco Airport who is going to be accused of flying a drone over Vandenberg Space Force Base in Santa Barbara County, California. So that is one, maybe one of the drones.
Okay.
If that individual is responsible, we will keep you up to date on the rest. But it is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego is here. Hello.
Hello.
You look, no offense, frazzled or stressed out.
Holiday stress, man.
Oh,
I'm coming
really?
In hot today. Holiday stress.
What are you
it's
stressed,
real.
What are you stressed out about?
Like, just 70 different things, and now I have to worry about drones on top of it. Like, when are the drones coming to Boston?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got, like, Christmas cards to put out. I just got roped into... Last night, I started getting messages about some Secret Santa that I'm supposedly in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that I just found out on December 10th.
Mm. Does anybody like being in the Secret Santa?
Love.
It's kind of like a... And you never really
you
get
like
any...
You like a Secret Santa? I hate Secret Santa.
As long
Santa.
As it's not, like, a trash Secret Santa. As long as it... Like, a favorite thing, Secret Santa... Well, you know how some people... Santo used to do it with all of his friends where it was a joke Secret Santa.
Oh, okay.
And they would get stuff from, like, the trash they'd find on the street. Those ones aren't fun.
Here are your bed bugs. Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you doing the couples card for the first time?
We are, and I decided to make it extra stressful because I have ADHD, and I was like, the only way that I'm going to get this done is if I make the holiday cards also thank you notes from the wedding. So we're combining the two.
All right.
And
they
arrived yesterday, and I opened this box of and saw the amount of cards, and I was just like, oh, my God, I can't do it right now. I can't do it.
No, it's good. You're killing two birds with one stone.
And then I started worrying, what if people get a card and they don't understand it's the thank you note? So then I, like, really have to spell it out.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Is the thank you note all, like where you can just type it and then you get... 200 cards.
No.
Oh, so you
got to handwrite those puppies.
Oh, you got to do them handwritten individually.
Yeah, you got to be like, Aunt Lisa, thank you so much for the box of cherries. Yeah. I love you, Aunt Lisa. Merry Christmas.
Oh, no, it can't be generic.
Nope.
One good piece of news is
the whole family talks about you.
The Celtics may be the only team in this region that are not stressing you out.
Yes.
What a segue.
Thank you. She is our Celtics insider, after all.
It is Celtics Wednesday.
I read your piece at WEI.com this week on the Interest Kings, and kind of the where the Celtics stand in comparison to everybody else. And I thank God for Brad Stevens. Thank God for the current ownership. But you suggest that we should enjoy this period of time while we have it with the Boston Celtics, because it may not continue for long, depending on who the new owner is.
Yes, and I don't want to speculate on, like, who the new owner is, but I was just thinking about coming off the heels of, first, the Juan Soto news is when I wrote this, and then you get Max Fried, and now everyone's praying for Corbin Burns, and I'm like, guys, I don't know. You might just have to settle for a split jury on, or a hung jury on Alex Bregman and have him come into town. But with the Celtics... I do think that they deserve a lot of credit because they go through these periods as being seen as a less desirable destination compared to even a Miami, compared to LA. It wasn't so long ago, it was just a couple years ago, that you had the video of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant laughing together. Like, nobody wants to go to Boston. Everybody knows why. And, you know, that's a whole different topic. But you go back to the second edition of the Big Three. And part of that Big Three coming together and Danny Ainge pulling that off, it wasn't just about the level of talent that he brought into town, but that he was able to do it at all. That he was able to, after a June 2007 report, had KG's agent at the time saying, that is not a destination that he is interested in, and if that trade is proposed, we will not follow through with it. Mm-hmm. To now having someone like KG be just about the biggest spokesperson out of Celtics alumni for the Celtics. And it's just funny to me to see some of these other teams, Red Sox, Patriots in particular, who, oh, Calvin Ridley. Oh, we got this bid for Calvin Ridley. Oh, and it's like, oh, Juan Soto, oh, Max Fried. And I know it's a little bit different with free agents, but even when a trade comes up, it feels like you can't count on these other teams. And then you just wake up one morning and you're like, Kristaps Porzingis is the Celtic? And it's like, oh, well, Jrue Holiday just happens to be available. And now he's the Celtic too. Yeah. And so I do think because there's change on the horizon, it's just a good opportunity to sit and be present and appreciate what the Celtics are doing right now, being able to have the talent in town from the outside that they have.
What, do you think that a new owner would come in and be like, oh, I want to move on from Jaylen Brown? I think as long as you have, you know, Tatum and Brown, you're going to be an instant destination for guys to want to come play because you're going to be one of the best teams in the NBA.
But can you pay guys to come
here? Yeah, so that's the biggest issue, is because of the new CBA and the second apron. You're going to start having these penalties kick in that is beyond just, okay, the payroll and the tax that you're paying is so crazy that it's hard enough for, whether it's somebody like Pags with backers who come in, to just maintain that payroll. But if you get someone who's like a Bezos level, maybe they look at it and say, from a business perspective, it doesn't really make sense to keep paying it to this level. I agree with you. It should be a destination. But come on, Wiggy, we don't like... athletes don't always think that way. Sometimes
it also wasn't that long ago that you had a new owner in John Henry and that group, and they were willing to pay, and it doesn't seem like maybe they are now. Or you're going to have the question, if they are willing to pay, Red Sox and Patriots, do those free agents consider those teams to be destinations and places that they want to come to, even if they're willing to pay?
Well, I think the Celtics, because you have Tatum, it's like Golden State, right? People still want to play with Steph Curry. I know there's been reports about LeBron talking about, if there's a potential trade, I want to see what Golden State that is.
Well, it's one of the teams that Jimmy Butler apparently wants is Golden State.
Right. So when you
Dallas.
When you have Tatum, I think Tatum is a good enough player where people are going to be like, oh, I want to play with Tatum.
The Jimmy Butler, just really quick, Courtney, the Jimmy Butler rumors are so fascinating to me, because one that I just saw that I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact source, but the idea, at least, of Jimmy Butler going to Houston, and I think the combination of Jimmy Butler and Ime Udoka might implode the entire NBA. Two on the sidelines together. Yeah. I will never forget Spoelstra yelling at Jimmy Butler, I knew you were effing crazy, on the sideline when they first got together.
I just think it's weird to hear Wiggy say, like, it's a destination, because you've been a big proponent of Boston's no longer a destination for these athletes, and all they care about is making money. So if the Celtics can't pay these guys down the road, Boston's not a destination that athletes want to come to play, then it's going to be just guys that, you know, will take less to go play with Tatum and Brown to try to win a chip. And that narrows...
But I think a new owner, you know, will pay guys. I don't think the new...
You want to hope, but you never know until you actually have somebody that's at the forefront.
Right, but I just feel like if you're investing that type of money into an organization like Boston, who's already won a championship, and it's about now, I have one of...
Well, how do you explain John Henry then?
Because I don't think they're not where the Celtics are right now. The Celtics are king of the mountain. So the new owner...
Should that further incentivize you to spend then?
So the new owner's going to want to stay atop that mountain, where the Red Sox, they're kind of like bottom of the basement. They're like, why are we going to spend money when It might not.
They were right there 4 years ago, and they should have invested after that, so they stayed right there.
I think it's the opposite. If I buy the Celtics, I'm looking to cut cash because I just bought them at the top of the business.
It's been 6 years since 2018 since they won a World Series.
It was post pandemic when they were
2021. Kyle from Waltham.
When you look at this,
a little over 3 years ago.
Right, but when you look, and they had won 4 chips. So when you look at the Celtics, I think the new owner's like, you know, this could be, I could be part of, obviously, because of a guy like Tatum building something special, and Brown, we're winning multiple championships, like the guy who bought Golden State.
I was about to say, I think that's a really interesting comparison, and bringing it up earlier, like, if you look at what Golden State did, you have this core, at least with Jalen and Jason. Mm-hmm. Don't think you can really count on anybody for the future, right, in terms of if you're talking about like 4 or 5 years from now after these guys' supermax contracts run out and you're trying to keep them in town. But that's a team that was able to have an owner who invested in keeping that core going, keeping them through kind of like a second chapter of their dynasty, right, and then building a new stadium or arena, right, whatever you want to call it. And so if you're looking at somebody who's coming in as an outside buyer, say, I don't think this would happen if Pags and the backers that he would assemble would buy the team. I think they would stay at TD Garden. Mm-hmm. But if you had somebody like a really, really big name, really deep pockets that wanted to build somewhere in Dorchester or over by Encore or something like that, that's the model I would look at. The only thing is, now the CBA has made it so much more difficult to keep these teams assembled because I think they want parity in the league, which, by the way, I think is a mistake. Because as much as people complain about Kansas City, the Patriots, the Warriors, the Bulls, that is what draws eyes to the leagues. You need big stars. Mm-hmm. A league where there's a different champion every single season is not good for any league. As much as it sounds like it would be, people don't like that. They like heroes and villains.
Well, they seem to like it in the NFL. I mean, I
well, Kansas City has been winning over and over and over again.
Yeah. I think the issue becomes if you can pay the others. What though? Like, you know, next time you have to pay Peyton Pritchard. Next time you have to.
But like, she's like, Mego's right. Those guys will all be gone because it'll be about Tatum and Brown.
Or it'll be Drew Holiday is gone. They decide to retain Pritchard.
Right. Maybe elevate him.
Derek White moves on. They backfill that with somebody else.
Or they find the new Derek White. They find the new.
Which I don't want to think about right now because I'm enjoying it. And that was the point of the piece, guys.
But it's good to appreciate something before it's gone.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Like my sanity before Christmas Eve because I'm going to lose it.
How long do you see the run, though? I feel like with Tatum and Brown, you're looking at a 10-year window where you're going to constantly be in the hunt for championships.
I say three championships.
Oh, okay, you see a 10-year.
No, not 3 years.
I was like, whoa.
Three championships. That's how I think about it, not so much the years.
Okay.
I think that if they can get to three and establish themselves as this version of a Celtics dynasty, that's very much like a goal that I think somebody like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum would be interested in.
And how confident are you that it could be a repeat for this season?
Oh, I'm at like, I'd say like 85%.
What's the one thing that could derail that?
OKC.
Yeah.
OKC's defense is just irritating, and we haven't seen the Celtics up against them yet. Mm-hmm. They don't have Chet back yet, and so I'm just interested to see. They play, I believe, the first time on January 5th. It's just got to see how those two teams match up for the first time.
You're not worried about Cleveland?
No.
No.
No offense.
Yeah, yeah. No offense.
No offense, but I'm not worried about Cleveland. I'm a little intrigued by the Bucks. They just won last night, and they're going to go forward in the NBA Cup just because Giannis and Dame, like when they get going together, they are a real thing. And you saw them combine for 61 points when the Celtics played them last week. I just think that there's not real competition for the Celtics in the East. There's only somebody who's going to boost them a little bit as they make their way back to the finals.
But the other interesting point, I know you talked about it, and Greg, you brought it up a little bit. It will be like those Jimmy Butler type of players that potentially get moved right before the trade deadline, and where do they land? I'm not saying Milwaukee, but do they land on a team that maybe they can elevate a little bit, whether it's a Golden State?
Well, like Dallas. I mean, you add Jimmy Butler, you have a pretty legit big three. So
Yeah, I mean, that would be like a big four because you'd have Kyrie, you'd have Luka, you'd have Klay, and you'd have Jimmy Butler if you were, you know, looking.
Be the first big four without a single defender.
Yes. They won't play no defense. Other than Jimmy Butler, they won't play no defense.
Yeah, they need somebody to.
John, I think, has a question for you on a Celtics Wednesday. Hello, John.
Good morning, good folks. Thank you, Greg. I know you don't usually take calls during a segment with a guest. Mago, first of all, I called your old show once. I think it was on your 87th combination of partners. But I, what I said was I was glad that there was another smart young woman in our media landscape. Did you catch that adjective, Courtney? But at any rate, I need a young up-and-comer in the media to drive for a new thing. Limiting the number of three-point shots, 10 to a half. Imagine the strategy and the excitement if we got it down to 10 three-pointers. I'm a boomer. I would go down to zero if I could.
Right.
But 10 and a half. Right.
Is this the golden three rule? Is that what this is?
You know what I love? Below the rim basketball.
Good luck with that. The Celtics are averaging about 51 a game in attempts this year, which is just obviously up from last year. But I will say a big part of that attempts number is our guy, Peyton Pritchard. It's crazy that the Celtics have more attempts when Kristaps Porzingis has only started playing a couple weeks ago. A lot of that is the attempts from Peyton Pritchard. So, John, I don't think you're going to get that.
No, I don't think it's ever.
I don't think that's in the future.
No, this is the new NBA. You know, until you get to a point where, like, a team can dominate with a big man inside the paint, I think those days are gone because of the analytics. Well, go ahead, you shoot your two, and we'll shoot our three down here.
And, Wiggy, I'm curious what you think about this. If there should be an adjustment that the league looks at in a way that would be as radical as it was when they eliminated hand checking because they think that the offensive side of the game has just gone too far. Mm-hmm. Like if you think of the way that football develops, you have like the Seahawks in the early 2010s, they start developing these crazy secondaries to combat what they're seeing from the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, the takeoff of these quarterbacks. And the league has to respond to that and the way the players change and everything. That just doesn't happen in basketball.
Right.
Like we've been in this three-point era now for so long. Do you think that the NBA, the league, actually needs to step in and say, like, well, we at least need to eliminate the corner three or something like that because it's too much of a hack towards making it a math equation?
Right, but then it's like, in order to do that, now you're, like, reconfiguring the whole basketball court, right? How do you eliminate the corner three, you know, and still be able to...
Well, you just cut the line.
But that's what I'm saying. Now you're reconfiguring the whole basketball court where I just think that the three-pointer is a part of the, like anything else, in like in football. It went from used to run the ball a lot to now it's a passing league. That's what the NBA is. It used to be a league of in the post, mid-range, but now it's a league of you got to learn how to defend the three-pointer better. That's just going to be the next step on how can teams realistically do that.
I just feel like there are a lot of people in basketball who roll their eyes at that kind of pitch from fans who say, like, I'm sick of the three-pointer, but I don't think it should be ignored. I think there's a lot of people out there who feel like it's gone too far as a fan, and you should listen to them.
But then you have to go back and start teaching kids in AAU and everywhere else how to play defense again, because I don't think they pay any attention to it at all.
The only way, and this is probably an outlandish way to maybe minimize the three-pointers, is, and I know we see guys do it, move it back. Move it to a position where it's, you know, not extremely difficult to make, but now, like, guys are just not, where Joe Mazzulla's like, all right, we're not just hawking up threes. Unless you're, like, a really, really good shooter, you could take the shot.
But that's never going to happen.
No, I know,
What about golden blindfold? What do you think of that?
I don't.
One player has to wear the golden blindfold for the entire game.
Or you can only shoot from left.
You can pick one. All right. Well, it's great to see you. I hope you are okay when it comes to holiday stress.
Thanks.
Don't get worked up
about it. I'll get
your
guys' addresses.
Yeah, yes. Or you can just leave them here so you don't have to waste the stamp.
Okay. Maybe I did that with a couple wedding invitations, and Adam Jones and Christian Arcan were very mean about it. Okay. Oh, we don't get stamps. You don't actually mail it to us.
All right. Well, we'll give you our addresses. It's that time of year. All right. That is Mego every Wednesday on this show. Here is Courtney right now with What is Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins fell to the Jets 8-1. Winnipeg came alive in the third period with 5 goals. Pasta had the only goal for the Bees in the second, and Jeremy Swayman was in goal with 27 saves in the loss. The Bruins now on the road. They have the Kraken in Seattle tomorrow. The same day the Celtics have the Pistons at home. We did have some Red Sox news earlier. The Sox are reportedly preparing a formal contract to offer former Cy Young winner Corbin Burns. But now, Mark Feinstein reported the Red Sox appear hesitant to spend what it takes to land Burns. He floated a reunion with Nick Pivetta and mentioned Nathan Eovaldi as seen as the plan B if they miss on Freed.
With all these gone now, too.
Yeah, he went last night. So basically, is Aroldis Chapman going to be your the only move you make this offseason?
There's probably no way.
Shime?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. This team just going to continue to lie to you.
They're prioritizing good clubhouse guys.
Yeah, they're not going to pay anybody. They're just going to continue to use their farm system. They're not going to have any pitching, and they're going to suck again.
They'll lose everybody then. The few people that they have holding on.
I hate to break it to you, they're gone.
Now, there's still a few of us holding on, but if they don't, if they just run it back.
And if you're Alex Cora, you're pissed because he's now come out saying, why do you think I'm still here? We're talking about the now.
I wonder if Juan Soto had shot shots in his living room when his girlfriend was scared, if they would have gone the extra mile to sign him.
I guess this is a good point to put someone in timeout.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Yeah, mine's the Red Sox, clearly. Right. I think that there's nobody else in this region right now to put in timeout. I mean, people can say the Crafts or Gerard Mayo or Elliot Wolf, but I'm sticking with the Red Sox right now.
I know I'm going with. I'm putting the Crafts in timeout because the fact that there are reports out there that Mayo is on the hot seat after you just giving him 1 year and not at least saying, all right, we're going to ride with you. We're gonna have a lot of moves in the offseason and to see like what can you do with talent. Like I think that's a bad look.
I'm gonna put Brett Favre in timeout.
That's classic.
For robbing Mark Gastineau of apparently one of what would have been the greatest moments of his life.
Yeah.
Helping to steal that sack record from him and give it to Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
And then when Mark Gastineau was trying to talk to you about it,
right?
We got to see the footage yesterday. You get your security guy to tell you got to move on and go sign footballs.
Yeah, that was nuts. Like Gastineau was heated about it.
He was pissed.
And that is if you have that, and Gastineau is like the NFL should be like, all right, that one didn't count, but. Yeah. I feel bad for Gastineau.
I think that 30 for 30 airs, sorry, Curtis, airs on Friday night this week. So, yes. What, Curtis?
I would put, now that the deal's done, I'm going to put Ken Laird and his ilk in timeout for allowing people like Wiggy the freedom to say things they know not to be true about the Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox are The Boston Red Sox are not being direct and forthcoming with their fan base. They are creating the illusion of interest, and they are taking advantage of them and their fandom in a way to support other entities that are directly in contrast to the Red Sox, that being the other organizations, the Penguins, the Liverpool, all of that. I have reached my breaking point when it comes to this offseason where you know what I go back to? The Sam Kennedy interview with Michael Silverman at the beginning of all this where, remember, he got a phone call from David Ortiz about Juan Soto, but he was so happy, didn't want to share what it was. The lengths that they are going to not be straight with their fans is absolutely diabolical.
Well, Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And that was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, and Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And you know what? As long as we're talking about it, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, I have a Time Out Market gift card for you. And that means you can enjoy lunch or dinner on this show at Time Out Market. So call 617-931-0937. Be the 9th caller, and we'll hook you up and shop local and support small businesses this weekend at Time Out Market. It's Pride Holiday Market on Saturday from noon to 5. And support young entrepreneurs at the Teen Makers Market on Sunday from 1 to 5. Don't miss all of the holiday fun at Time Out Market. Curtis, with your weather?
It's rainy and windy out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
There.
Craig Breslow yesterday. Is that, Curtis, is that Craig Breslow trying to tell you that or trying to indicate that he is not allowed to be uncomfortable with the amount of money that he spends?
I honestly, it's just a lot of words with no substance. I mean, and Tom Caron, by the way, you ever want to see the greatest way to adequately show people just what's happened with the Red Sox? I don't know if you guys saw it, but Tom Caron was covering the Penguins this week for Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
No, I didn't see that.
On social media, you could see Tom Caron, nothing personal to him. Yeah. Not, I mean, he's doing money, he's getting great. Paid, he's a great guy, all of that. But that's what we're doing here. We're streamlining Nesson into a Pittsburgh Penguins operation while saying we don't have the money to pay for players because we spent $800 million to buy a hockey team. And what Craig Breslow's doing, I'm sure if it were up to him, he would sign these guys.
Right.
He's just doing the bidding of an ownership group that wants to be not transparent with their fan base.
But he doesn't want to sign Bregman, right? Cora and Kennedy both wanted him, but he allegedly is the one that, you know, and this is all reports, doesn't want to spend the money.
Right, and Robert Kraft wanted to sign everybody. It was Bill who didn't, and you guys don't buy that, right?
And for so long, they made it seem like it was Heim Bloom who, though, didn't want to sign guys, was all about analytics and didn't want to spend too much money. And then they go and get Craig Breslow, who seems to be doing the same exact thing. So at a certain point, you need to stop looking at the people that they're hiring and who is the actual hirees.
I'm interested in the diehards because, like that text that came in during the break. 617 text, partial season ticket holder, and our payments and renewals were due right as they were going after Soto. It was hard to pay that, but there was a hope that things would be different, and now I'm angry. And then the other text that 603 text from New Hampshire. It looks bleak as a diehard Sox fan. Mm. I am losing faith.
Well, that's your homeboy, like, Baseball Brett. He's a diehard. You know, where does he stand?
Like, he didn't want them to spend that much on Juan Soto, though.
No, he didn't want that, but I'm sure he's pissed that they have done nothing and that you're running out of time and you're running out of available legit players who make a difference for your franchise.
And you know what people have been reporting, Greg, is that teams have been using the Red Sox statements about how they were going to spend against them after they lost out on Juan Soto. So because they've been so horned up to get ahead of a good signing by telling the fans they're going to make one because of the low ticket sales, they now are putting themselves at a competitive disadvantage because teams know they have the stack of cash that they're trying to spend, but they don't want to overspend, which means the guys that they want are going elsewhere.
They have to sign two of the remaining top free agents. They have to sign, whether it's
Wouldn't you want the best players first?
No, but you missed out on Soto. So let's say Soto's the best
and of all, the guy that pitched great here would have been a good signing.
But in the diehard baseball world, the best bat was Soto. You missed out on him. The best pitcher is Burns.
But they're not. You just heard a report from the MLB Network that they're not going to pay for Burns.
Well, that's my point. If they don't, then anybody who...
And do you really think, based on what you're going to now have to give up for Garrett Crochet, they're going to be willing to part with all those assets?
No, well, they said they would. No,
and Greg, in your experience, your vast, legendary Hall of Fame career, when people tell you about what they're going to do, they rarely do it.
No, they just do it. They let the action do the talking.
Right. When the Red Sox were first purchased by John Henry, Lucchino, and Warner, they just went to win. We didn't question it. We may have said, oh, why'd you sign X and not Y? But there was nobody yelling that they weren't spending. Now, all they're doing is telling everybody with a microphone how aggressive they're going to be while losing out on the best players.
But I think this time, they run the risk of alienating everybody, Curtis. Yeah.
Greg, like, they already have.
No, they haven't.
There are some people that were hanging on.
Look at the TV ratings.
I know, but look at some of the diehards, like the legit diehards who've been there for a while. They've been hanging on, waiting for something.
Baseball Brett's a perfect example.
Is Curtis kind of a diehard, though?
I love the Red Sox.
I don't really. I look at Curtis, and I think that Curtis has been a fan of the Red Sox for quite some time.
Longer than any team.
Ken's a bigger diehard. Yeah. Okay. Ken thinks they're still going to – he thinks they're going to go get Burns.
But I think
Curtis knows a lot about the Red Sox.
I think being a diehard doesn't mean that you give them your loyalty no matter what. Right. I think being a diehard means – it bothers you when the team doesn't do what they should be doing. And the only way that this ownership group turns it around is if they put a great team on the field. Sam always says it. He goes, in 2021, nobody was saying we were interested in other places. And he's right. So that can't be the exception to the rule, though.
No, but you'll lose the baseball Bretts. You'll lose those guys if you don't get some of these top available free agents that are left up out there. And if you're not paying them, if you're just running it back with the same old cast of characters.
This is Paul from Plymouth. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too.
Good. Good. Thanks. Yeah. So, listen, I just wanted to weigh in real quick. You know, I talk about this all the time with my buds. And, you know, I understand what you're saying. The Henry Sports Group is probably overextended. I get it, but let's be mindful that this ownership delivered four World Series in the last 20 years, something that had not happened prior in a very, very long time. So, you know, it's very competitive out there. There's lots of money being spent. And, I know they need to spend some money here, too. I mean, I said on my Facebook feed last night, you know, when are they going to do something? And I share your sentiment, but I do remind myself, you know, for four World Series in 20 years, I don't think there's another team in Major League Baseball that's done that. And I could be wrong because I'm not a stats guy.
How long are you willing to wait for them to be competitive then?
Oh, I think they're close. I think they've got a great young nucleus of players. But I think they do need to do some of these things, like sign, you know, Soto or, you know, this guy, the Fried guy that the Yankees just signed, or Bregman. They definitely need to bring some serious talent to the table to cross the line. Yeah. And I think that's why Cora stayed, and I think this is what they need to do. But, you know, back to what the points you guys are making, you know, they definitely got to do something. Because right. I want another World Series in another 5 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, another 5 years. Why rush? I mean, they've won four. You know what the Red Sox
are? What I'll give you, though. I think there's still fans out there that believe that.
A timely movie reference for you, Greg.
Yes.
The Red Sox and Sam Kennedy are Clark Griswold in the roundabout trying to go Big Ben Parliament. They're just looping, looping, looping. They're doing nothing. They are stuck. They are terrified of spending money. They're terrified of the fans' reaction, so they're stuck in this position where they're the interest kings.
Because we did
also,
it with Bill.
Is the easiest thing to do in Hollywood to write a script for a Hallmark Channel Christmas film? They are all the exact same movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's the exact easy. Same thing yep. where there's two people who used to love each other and right. they don't love each other anymore, or they still love each other, they're not together.
Right.
And then all of a sudden there's some weird person that you know is like an angel
right.
that is sent from Santa Claus mm-hmm. and the angel interferes and gets them back together. And then like that's every single one of those films.
And it's beautiful.
That is it.
But there's 100
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I know. There are.
Oh, they're everywhere.
They introduce 50 new ones every year, and no disrespect, but mm-hmm. you and your ilk
yeah.
sit down and eat them up, bawling your eyes out. It's the same movie every single time.
There's a new Netflix one that just dropped, and it's about a girl who goes to London to visit her sister, and her sister's getting engaged, and the fiance's brother is a professional footballer, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know that he's famous, and they fall in love.
They just change the city where it happens. Right. It's the same movie it's every single time.
To be fair, I've been in the mornings on EEI for 12 years, Brady and Bill, pretty constant. I mean, I can't rip reruns or similar storylines.
I mean, they're on BET too, where you know the only difference there is somebody's usually singing by the end of it, you know, singing their favorite Christmas tunes, and you know, I haven't seen so and so forever, and or maybe you know what, we don't love each other no more, and all of a sudden,
and then the angel person who brought them together disappears suddenly, and everybody realizes he or she was an angel, and it's like don't get me wrong. I love the season.
All right. But I mean, who could forget Emily in Paris? That was a wonder. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Long distance dedication. Where are the owners' meetings? Dallas? Is that where they are?
You know what happened in Dallas?
Okay. On behalf of Max Fried.
Yeah.
That's how we end the show. There's a lot to talk about, though, with Jones and Keefe coming up. Will the Red Sox sign somebody? You'll mm-hmm. find out first here, maybe. Is Gerard Mayo coaching for his job?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Talk about that with those guys. Bruins blown out by the first legit team that they have played in the Joe Sacco era. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to talk about that. Drones, aliens,
Luigi.
Luigi, yeah. Conspiracy theories.
Rich is a big aliens guy.
Yes, he is. Yeah. It's all out there and about.
Hopefully
and
a Belichick answer.
Uh-huh. A great tweet by Florio, speaking of Belichick. It's a picture of Bill with Brian Kelly on a sideline. And its tweet caption is, I wonder how many college coaches opened their doors to Belichick this offseason without realizing he was actually doing opposition research.
Well, you may get that news soon,
yeah,
I guess.
I would think so.
And that is on Bill to accept the offer?
No, I mean, it's on the other way around.
Okay.
According to the reporting, Ollie, whatever his name is, from Charlotte, said that Bill has accepted, and it's the Board of Regents and the Chancellor have to react to his 400-page manifesto.
Okay. I think it's going to happen.
Which I think they would do, right?
Yeah.
It's Bill Belichick.
And Jordan's like following UNC on Instagram. I think it's done.
Oh, yeah. That means done deal.
Yeah.
She's not following DoorDash.
Right. Oh, I know.
Yikes.
It's so interesting. I cannot wait.
Is she following the train station in Altoona, Pennsylvania?
Ooh, Curtis? Oh, well, I don't know. I wonder if she collected her $200 at Pass Go.
All right. As you said, it was connected to Monopoly, right?
Yeah.
All right.
This is Jeff from Dedham. What's up, Jeff?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Is this Curtis?
Well, everybody's here.
Hey, Curtis. Hey, you nailed it with the Red Sox being diabolical. I'm a season ticket holder, and I'm currently hanging by a thread. And every time just before renewals, they'll announce something big like going full throttle, like going after Soto. It's criminal.
But there are why do you keep doing it? There are some who listen to this show who suggest that you're part of the problem.
Yeah, I am part of the problem. I always wanted to be a season ticket holder since my whole life. Got a chance to finally do it in 2021. Great first season. Didn't want to give it up. I follow the Red Sox, not this ownership group. So, I'm just, hanging on by a thread, but it's getting close. You know, I want to pull the plug here eventually.
What's going to finally be like the nail in the coffin? Like, what's going to make you pull the plug?
I think this season. I think if they don't do anything, I think I'm done.
Before the season begins, you mean if they don't sign anybody legit, then you're done. You're going to turn your tickets back in and get your refund.
Done.
Okay.
Over. Finished.
All right.
That's it.
We'll see.
11:59 p.m. Saturday night. Sunday night.
You moved it up to Saturday.
Sorry, excuse me. Sunday night.
Oh,
Sunday night. No, I'm going to still hold on till Sunday night.
But yeah. Bill is Friday.
Oh, I think Bill is. I saw something where Bill should be in the next 24 hours, but who the hell knows?
Okay.
But I would expect. Was tomorrow Friday?
No, tomorrow's Thursday.
All right. I would expect by Friday we would know one way or the other.
All right. Well, we will be here tomorrow morning to talk about it, and we will certainly, I can't wait to talk to Bill O'Brien and get his thoughts on Bill Belichick, perhaps coaching in college football and other things. So that is tomorrow. Also, Mike Milbury on the disappointing effort by the Boston Bruins last night and other things. So all of that tomorrow morning. We will be here at 6. Jones and Keith are next. Thank you for your patronage.